I want to go back. Tonight I want to cover a few different tshuvas over here. But one really we should have done before, but I forgot it. It fits in more with the... There was a group of tshuvas that we spoke about saving somebody or sacrificing yourself for the sake of somebody else or saving yourself at the expense of somebody else. We had the case of the boy that volunteered to take the place of another boy who he thought was superior to him and wanted the heter from Rav Meisel's to do that. Here's another case. Here again, it's not so much for the tshuva, it's for to see what kind of people yidden are. He has the following thing. He has the following. Hine nigash elai ish Yehudi, shehaya nira li Yehudi pashut me oiberland. Mitmimus hadvarim shelo, sheomer li kadvarim ha'ela. Right, here was what's called a simple Jew who came with the following shaila. And this was to also to Rav Meisel's, I'm almost sure. Yeah, Rav Meisel's, yeah. Rabbi, this is his question. Haben yochid shali, hayokr li mi bavas eini, nimse shama besochan the arim hanidonim l'shreifa. This is again that same maisa where they took 400 boys, right, based on their height, who they felt wasn't fit for work in Auschwitz, and they were going to be sent to the gas chambers. So a man came to Rav Meisel's, and he said, "My only son is part of those 400. The yesh biyadi hayicholish liftoso, right? And I have the ability to bribe a guard and to get him out of there." However, even if I bribe the capo to let him go, the Germans are going to count and make sure there's 400. And therefore, this capo for sure is not going to risk his neck to be fined, that they only fine 399. So he's going to grab somebody else to take his place. I know that's for sure going to happen. I want to know if I'm allowed to do that or not. Since if I bribe the guard and get him out, I know for sure some other child is going to be grabbed and taken this place. Am I allowed to do that or not? I'm not putting anybody else in this place. I'm just taking him out. Right? But the fact that somebody else is going to be taken this place is not my doing. But I'm causing that indirectly. Is that mutter or not? So Meisel said, this is not the kind of shaila that a rav looks to paskin. He said, I was terrified to paskin dine nefashis. Whatever I said, either I was going to cause this boy's death, or inevitably somebody else's who wasn't yet put into that group. So I said to the man, "Rechmonasani, how can I possibly tell you what the halacha is in this case? The matzav kazeh, right? And especially in the matzav we're all in over here, we're all in the same, you know, in the same boat over here in Auschwitz. It's not, you know, I'll go in there and ask a shayla from this gadol or that gadol or go look it up in the Otzar Sfarim or whatever. We're all here in Auschwitz. Halo gam bisman shbeis hamikdash hayakayim." In the time of the Beis Hamikdash, a shaila like this, you'd bring to the Sanhedrin, not to a young rav that he was at the time of the Meisels. I don't have a sefer to look into. Nobody to ask an eitzah from. Speak to another rav. Right? Speak it over with somebody. Not only that, I don't even have the ability to think straight. Because of all the tsaris that we're going through here. V'hinei, im hoya derech harishoyim hakapos lahotzi mikodim hanifte, the achakach likach achar bin komo, hayamakam l'tzadik tzas lahate. He says that what went through my mind was, right, that if the kapos would let this kid go first, and then afterwards they go and grab somebody else, then I could see more that it should be mutter. Because they, for sure, if the kapo would ask a shayla, if he could now take somebody else to save his neck. Because why is he going to grab another kid? Because when the Germans find there's only 399, who are they going to blame? The guards. And the guards are Jews. So the capo, if he has to shy, look, could I grab another kid to save my neck, for sure it's awesome. Now I'm going to save your life by causing somebody else's death. Right? Lahachnis b'sakonis nefesh achar ashalo olo olav agorali sorry. Vayhu b'chal yohari v'alyavar. Therefore, you can't assume that the Jewish capo is going to do that, because it's also for him to do. So you could rely on the fact that maybe he'll do what's right and sacrifice his life and not use to save his life by killing somebody else. Maybe a Jewish neshama, you never know, maybe he'll be aroused to do what's right. And therefore, I would find a way to say that this man can go get his son. What's going to be after that isn't 100% clear. And therefore, it's okay. But I found out that's not what's normally done. In these kind of situations where people ransom relatives or whatever, first they grab somebody else and then they give over the land because they're very, very koshish that they won't find somebody else, and then their necks will be on the chopping block. So they first make sure they have somebody else. Therefore, I didn't find that I could be, find a heter because of the svara that I said in the beginning. Now it seems like it's clear that if you take your child, somebody else is going to be taken. Is that mutter or not? What is the possibility that it is okay? I didn't do it. Right? I just took my kid. Because of that, indirectly, somebody else, right, is taking somebody else. So maybe that's mutter, maybe not. The guy didn't let up. And he began to cry tremendously and beg me. You have to tell me what the halacha is. Time is running out. I've got to know one way or the other. Can I do it or not? It's my only son. And I begged him, Yakiri, leave me alone. I can't answer this question. So the rabbi's begging the guy to leave him alone, not to ask the question. The guy's saying, you must answer me, I have to know. I can't answer this question. I'll look you up in a sefer. I don't have any svarim. So he said in the following, Rebbe, heistos as your kent mir nicht matter sein, ois silesen mein einziger kind. He said, obviously you can't then be matter it, right? You can't give me a clear heter to save my only son. Is nisht, bin ich mekabel bi'ava dem psagdin. So if that's the case, you can't tell me I can do it, even though you can't tell me I can't do it, but if you can't tell me I can do it, then I accept the din and that's it, and I can't do it. Finished. Now that's, ani mischanin umoche gam al diburav. And the Rav said, I protested that too. That's not what I said. I didn't say no. He said, Liber. Liber yid. Eichab dem euch nisch gesagt, ich bin nisch mater, euer kind, arois zu nehmen. So I didn't say that I can't be mater. I said, I can't tell you a psak. I don't know the psak. I'm not telling you yes or no. Right? Pasken nisch, lo hein v'lo lav. Tut vei, right, in Viltazoy, one second. Okay, he said, was it better you shouldn't have asked me? And the guy, who Adayin Omeid, Umenasa, Umapsabi, Lashiva, Dorabar. So again, he says, so tell me one way or the other. If you say yes, yes. If you say no, no. But tell me. And then he wrote to Lanos, and when he saw that I'm adamant, I'm not going to say one way or the other if I don't know. So on the Viomerli Beregesh of Islavus Gedola, he said, what's it called? I was brought up, okay, to listen to Rabbonim and to listen to Das Torah, right? When I asked a Shaila by a Rav, right? And I know that you can only ask one Rav, you can't ask a different Rav, okay? And no other Rav is here to ask. You're the only one to ask. And if you can't answer me, right, whether I can save my only child or not, right, it's a simon that by you, there's no clear heter to do it. Because if there would be a clear heter, you'd answer me. That means that you have a suffix, whether it's mutter or it's not mutter, right? And if it would be mutter without any doubt, you would tell me, right? Since you can't tell me, right, so for that, that's a psakdin. You're telling me that basically you can't be matarit. So if you can't be matarit, then shev al tasa, then I can't do it. Therefore, I understand that I'm not allowed to do it. I'll be alacha, suffix, right? If I can do it, I can't do it. What do you do when there's a doubt? You don't do anything. Right? Shev al tasa. He says, in them is by mir genig. It's enough. In the male of that min ancient kin, fabrent there in alpi atorav alocha. If that's the case, then my son is going to be burnt in the gas chambers, but it's going to be, but that's what halacha is. I can't do anything about it. Right? If that's the case, then that's Ratzon Hashem. Right? That I can't do anything about it, then I accept that. The av of a simcha. And I have no tainas on you. Right? If the Torah doesn't let, then that's what has to be. This is a push of the year. This is not, you know, we speak about stories like this, about the Golem, about the great women. A plain push of the guy, as a, right? Under the circumstances, you can understand if he didn't ask any questions, and he just did what, you know, his heart told him to do. He already asked the question, the Rav didn't tell him no. Right, I've had people ask me questions, and I've told them who knows what, and they twisted around to, you know, to say, "Well, he didn't say exactly no with a big exclamation point, so this time it's not that bad," or whatever. Right, so the guy could have, you know, wheedled his way out of this. And right, even one person asked me once, "I'm asking to Shaila, but only if you say yes. If you say no, I'm not interested in hearing it. I don't want to ask the question. I'll ask somebody else." That was, I remember I called my wife to hear this. I said, "You got to hear this one day. What's it called on the spot?" Like that's so I'll tell you what, I'll save you the time. I'm not going to tell you no or yes. It's ridiculous. That's not a shyly. Ask somebody else to begin with. In any case, it wasn't somebody from here. It's somebody who didn't know and didn't know me, and that's why he called me. He said, I heard that you're lenient in these things, so I'm asking you. I don't remember what it was. It was beyond my comprehension. In any case, so that's what happened in the end of Stama was that he left his child there. But you see, sometimes the what's it called, the Tzoris, you know, the Gemara says, the Medrash says that Yidden are like olives. We're compared to olives. And sometimes the best olive oil you get when there's a lot of pressure and the olive oil is beaten out of it. Rachman al Shalom, we shouldn't have to come to that. But it's a tremendous mechai for us. Right? If this is the way people function under such circumstances, then why do we have to wait for such circumstances to have the same functioning of our own? And when it comes to asking a shaila and to taking it seriously and then... It's mind boggles me. When I saw this the first time, it didn't let me sleep. Yeah.
I know we're talking about the shiloh and the two ones, but isn't there we spoke before when we talked about the person jumping in if you can jump into the fire to save somebody, you have to know chances of your survival first and.
Right.
But you never know, and I mean, the slightest possibility of being able to save your child, I mean, you don't know. I mean, this is a yid. Shouldn't you just rely on the fact that they've got Rachmanis and that they might cheat and hope that they're not going to count or they're, you know, whatever?
No, but the SS, there's nothing really counted. And that's what he said. If there was be a doubt over here that maybe somebody else wouldn't be taken, then I think he felt comfortable to say it's okay. But the Metzius was that before they would let this kid go, they already took somebody else. And there's nothing else to talk about. If the same doubt, in other words, maybe, what are you going to tell me? Then maybe the 400 wouldn't be sent to the guest chamber, then his son wouldn't be sent either. So, it's pretty clear, I mean, under the circumstances, that's what they were going to do. The Nazis did something, they did something. It's not, there wasn't even a doubt here. And there was no doubt that somebody else would take his place because they took the kid first, the second one, before they let the first one go. If there had been any doubt, then the Stanley would have been matter. Because this is Vade Pikuach Nefesh, the other one's only a suffix.
Then we also be putting the Shabbos like in danger.
What?
Well,
that I think the capo has a right to put his life in danger if he feels that, but the capo wasn't interested in doing that.
No, he doesn't have a choice. The guy who takes out the one person,
no, he
putting the capo's life in danger.
I'm saying he was bribing the capo.
He was taking the
capo.
A risk.
Yeah.
So he's going to take a risk.
But how is it different than the case with the cards that they gave out that you were allowed to take and when they narrowed down the?
No, because there you weren't. Nobody else had the card yet. If you grab it from somebody else or something else, you weren't allowed to grab it from somebody else. You were allowed to take it, even though by your taking it, that meant that somebody else wouldn't be able to take it. That's totally a shevi al tasa, right? You're not getting somebody else killed. You're just saving yourself. The other things in there, here, somebody else is being grabbed in place of you to be killed. That's a different thing completely.
So in all the cases, you're not being grabbed.
What? Right, exactly. In other words, maybe if the kid would have run away himself, anybody would have the right to run away. But if you know you take one kid out and another kid's going to be put in, it's something different. The person himself, Nistamba, could run away. I'm not causing anybody to be hurt. I'm saving myself. You're allowed to run away and save yourself. I either grab somebody else now, that's a different thing.
In this case, where he's bribing the capo, so the capo has a decision of either switching it or just endangering himself or not accepting it. So two out of those is really usher. So by bribing him, and if he goes ahead and do it, is that Messiah Devar Avera?
To bribe him. I don't know. Could be. There's the whole bribing of him which should be usher. Why? Because you're causing him, yeah, but you don't know. You know for sure that he's going to do something awesome.
But if he's not, that means he's not going to accept the bribe.
No, he'll accept the bribe and he'll take the risk of that they won't catch him, that he's the one that, for the reason there's not an extra one there.
He would be allowed to do that?
That's a different story. It could be, it depends, what the chances of the risk are. But he's, it could be he's allowed to do it, doesn't have to do it, could be he's allowed to do it.
Interesting that, he said the Rav, the guy paskin for himself, he said Shevet Al Tase. The Rav didn't tell him that. The Rav could have said, look, I don't know. So Shevet Al Tase. He didn't tell him that. Because as soon as he said, well, maybe you didn't say anything, so that means it's okay. He said, no, I'm not telling you that either. I mean, so it wasn't necessarily, he didn't really necessarily do what the halacha is, because the Rav would have said, it's the halacha, Shevet Al Tase. Don't take him out. He didn't say that because the Rav himself wasn't sure.
Right.
So he just himself said, I think this is Shevet Al Tase, I'm not going to do it, or whatever.
Yeah, but the Rav, that's the thing. What do you do when you have a Shaila and you can't get an answer?
Right, so that's what I was saying.
Then that is the halacha then. So that, for but him, that was halacha. The Rav didn't tell him that's halacha, I'm just not here. It's like I'm not here. So now you have the Shaila yourself and you don't know what to do.
So you could have told him that, so I'm not here, so then now you have to just the Shevet Al Tase because I can't give you an answer. But he didn't tell him that, really.
Yeah, because he said no, because the Rav didn't want to take that achrayus, that because he couldn't tell him, now it was Shevet Al Tase. Maybe he'll go find somebody else. Maybe he'll figure out or get, you know, an Elsh Min HaShamayim. So I'm not telling you Shevet Al Tase. I'm telling you I'm out of the picture.
But
now
right,
you have to decide
has to know
for yourself
what to do in such a situation. Also a shy. Like, what do you do when the Rav can't give you an answer? You just do what you think.
No, so then it depends. then enochanami. Then you have to decide for yourself. I don't have an answer. What if there wouldn't be any rav around? So that's exactly the rav took himself out. He's no longer there.
Then you just do what you think.
Then that's not what you think, but since I don't know, that's the cloud, right? I don't know if I can do it or know if I can't do it. So then you don't do something misafik that could be an iser. You just don't do. Better to be over b'shevi al tasa than b'kum v'yaseh. That's a hanhoga. It's not a psak, right? But now, so you have to do something, right? So but when there's a question of doing something or not doing something, and either one could be wrong, you don't do. That's the cloud. B'shevi al tasa otif. So that's not a psak. That's a hanhoga. So the Rav didn't tell him, but he told him, I can't pass. I'm not here. So you're back to the situation where you don't know what to do. If you don't know what to do, then you have to just shave your tassah. That's not a psat, that's a hanhoga. It's a different thing.
And he did what he felt was the best to do, because basically...
I don't know. In most circumstances, I think any person would have done the opposite. No? If there's any doubt, do it.
But he says to himself, it's now I've done everything I can do.
Right.
Now it's in Hashem's hand.
Exactly. That's what his conclusion was.
A big decision.
But unless I'm a bigger Rasha than other people, I would not have been in my conclusion. I would have taken it for granted that since it's not for sure, I'm going to do it. I mean, and again, I don't think that I would have been able to justify that rationally or whatever, but under circumstances, nobody would function rationally. You'd find a reason that, okay, well, it's not Osir, then it's Mutter, and I'm going to find a reason to do it.
I don't want to. I'm not bashing the Rav who wrote the Tshuva, but
are you bashing?
No, but is there a thing that a Rav has a special siyata d'shmaya? So whatever he says is the halacha. Like
he can't make up the halacha because he thinks he has siyata d'shmaya. He didn't know.
No, but like do a calculation,
right? There are questions. Look, in his situation, I can tell you this because questions that people ask me that question don't know what to tell them. And I can sit and look in every sefer in the world and I won't find the answer. Right? And those are not such serious questions like this. So sometimes you say, I don't know, ask somebody else or whatever. Somebody maybe have an answer or whatever. Sometimes even big people, they don't. There's no end. There's no answer. It's not clear. But under these circumstances, right, I don't know if I have an answer to any question if I was in those circumstances. Especially questions like this. So why can you bring the Rav?
No, I'm saying I'm not bashing. No, I heard a Hasidic story once about something.
Yeah,
so.
That one.
No, that I forgot who it could be. Rav Meir.
What did he say? Oh, Veruach HaKodesh.
No. He said. The story went something show that all Rabbanim have like a special siyata d'shmaya. So he made a psak din or whatever. He said this is what the psak is. Could be Rav Shuli Disk, I'm not sure. And then he went and he asked another Rav the question, and he gave what the psak was, and he said, now how do you get down to that? And he gave a whole long thing that made absolutely no sense, and he said, but Lamaisi came down to that psak, so it would be why, because Hashem...
Okay, it's a nice story, but that's not the one.
Right, I was just saying, it was a story, so...
Rav just can't say whatever he thinks. He has to have some kind of basis for what he's saying. And if he doesn't have a basis, right, he doesn't have the option of even looking into it, right? And then we're talking over here, Mamish Dini Nefashis. Somebody was going to die, right? So the Rav is 100% right. And a doctor. You have a tie on a doctor. Doctor, I don't know, right? I don't know what to tell you. I don't know. And it's life and death. So go ask another doctor. I can't tell you what I don't know. So you can't have a tight on a doctor if he doesn't know.
I'm guessing that the Rav in that story saw what he saw as a bearer, like he was sure of what he saw even though it was wrong.
He was sure that he didn't know, even the other case.
Yeah, I'm saying something like that.
The other case, I don't know, I can't talk about it, I don't know what it is. Yeah.
No, I'm just guessing
It could be, but that's not, again, you can't rely, the fact that the Rav Amshon gives people siyata d'shmaya, that's true. Right, and it's only where it's Lamaisa. That's why the what's it called? There was a Truma Sadeshin. There was a sefer written of tshuvas that weren't Lamaisa. They made up the cases. And some people told you can't be somech on that because there's no siyata d'shmai if it's not a real case. I think it was a Truma Sadesh. Truma Sadesh or the Marik, one of the two. In any case, whatever.
Would there be an answer that could have been gotten, like, you know, had someone had the opportunity? That's what the rabbi is saying, that because it's not a real case after it's already happened, like, you know.
I mean, now, if somebody would look up this thing, what would be the halacha? The stamma, what he said then, that if it's for sure that somebody else is going to be taken, right, the stamma, you're not allowed to do. Stamma.
What is the other side of the question? We're postulating that they would have for sure taken somebody else.
Yeah, but so, you're not taking the other person.
You're just causing that with a grumma.
So who said that being goreim is the same thing as yoharig
v'alyavar? But even if it's 100%.
What?
Even if it's 100%,
could be. In other words, if I have to give somebody over, somebody tells me, this I think is a shayla. And I'm not sure 100% what that's what he wasn't sure either. The shayla was like this. Somebody tells me, shoot him or I shoot you. That's clear. I can't do a maisa of shooting the other guy to save my life. Okay? But somebody tells me, don't run away or we're going to catch somebody else. It's either you or somebody. We want to kill somebody today. So if you run away, we're going to kill somebody else. L'chora, there's a place to say I'm allowed to run away. I'm not doing a maisa of getting somebody else. You're going to do that. I'm allowed to save myself. So here, taking the child is like running away. Right? The case, what's it called, of Shevi Altasa. This is a case that's clearly mutter. Okay? Tosfos speaks about it. This is mutter according to Tosfos. Somebody says, we want to throw you on a there's a baby two floors down, lying on the ground. We want to kill this baby. So we want to use you as the bullet to kill the baby. So don't resist and let us throw you on the baby. Do you have to resist or not? If you don't do anything, you just stand there like a board, they're going to pick you up and throw you on the baby and kill the baby. If you put up a fight, then they'll end up killing you. Okay? So, do you have to put up a fight or not? There, Tulsa says you don't have to put up a fight. Just the opposite. You're not allowed to put up a fight. Because by putting up a fight, you're doing something to kill you to save the baby. Who said that the baby's more important than you? You're not allowed to kill yourself to save somebody else. So, Elamai, what's the case? Shevi al tasa. Don't do anything. Right? That's the same case as kill him or I kill you. What do you do? Nothing. So you'll be killed. Over here, the same thing. You let us throw you on the baby and don't resist, because if you resist, we're going to kill you. So then, shave al tasa, don't resist.
Of course, it's not the same thing.
Why not?
Because here, in this case, chances are they both will be killed. If you do nothing.
No, they have no other way to kill the baby. You're the only bullet
right.
They have.
So they'll pick up that person and throw him on the baby and they'll both be killed.
I mean, after he's dead.
Right.
No, that won't help. You can only kill a baby with a live person. I mean, whatever you say, I'm going to... That's not the reason why it's okay, because both are going to be killed. It's because you don't have to resist to what's it called to save somebody else's life. That's the reason. What Tosa is saying is the reason is not because both are going to be killed. If the guy resists, they won't be able to kill the baby. Okay, if he resists, they'll kill him, and then what's it called? And he'll only be good to kill the baby if he's alive. If he's dead, he won't help. Okay, whatever I can make up the marshal any way you want, and it'll fit what the shayla.
The marshal was a different case.
Okay, fine. So the case is where it's not both or one; it's either or, and it's either the baby or you. If you resist, it's you. If you don't resist, it's the baby. The halacha is that you don't have to resist. You can let them do it.
You can't resist.
Right, you can't resist. So there's something over here that maybe, is that called a maisa? I'm not doing a maisa to the other person. I'm doing a maisa hatzola of myself. Right? Again, it's not the same thing as grabbing the certificates that we had before. Because there, that in itself is not a maisa of anybody else doing something to kill somebody else, because nobody else had. I'm doing only a mice of positive. Right? That's why it's not. That's why it's not clear. And put all those three cases together, which is it more similar to? So it's again, they didn't ask me to shyle, and I would have said the same thing. I have no idea. Yeah.
I just don't see that it's a vadai that he's going to get someone else. Like, you never ever know.
No, we did. That's what he's saying. They did get somebody else already. No, they don't give up. They don't give up the ransomed kid till they have somebody else. That was the case. Otherwise, you're right. Then who says that the guy's going to get somebody else? Maybe in the last minute he will decide he's not going to get somebody else. I don't know. I don't know why he didn't take in consideration that the capo's going to die, but that's also not for sure. Maybe they won't discover that the numbers were. Maybe they won't blame this capo. If there was a doubt, it's mashmah, he would have been matrid. But the reason he wasn't, because it was for sure not a doubt. It's either this kid or another kid. There was no doubt that it wasn't going to be another kid. Okay, again, I didn't bring this down so we could decide what the halacha was or whatever. It's to a certain degree irrelevant. But look at what Yidbar, what's it called? Can you imagine? I can't imagine myself, Rahman al-Islam, ever having to ask such a shayla. And I think most of us, under lesser circumstances, would be more heter to decide that we could pass on the shayla very easily, and it's for sure, you know, what we want it to be. Don't know how much, you know. And this was not somebody extra special. It was a regular Pashat Yid. So you can get the tremendous Hisoris from the power of simple Jews. I guess you could call this person a simple Jew. Okay, I plan to go through a few more. We'll get to them the next time. But I think that the discussion was a good discussion anyway. At least you see that things are not so simple. They're very complicated. And these are Dinei Nefashos. But there's other things that are just as much Dinei Nefashos that are not so simple. I mean, usually... personally, right, and I think even people bigger than me usually don't answer unless we know for sure that, you know, something that, you know, people call every 2 minutes the same thing. It's right. I usually don't answer anything without looking it up first. You never tell. You can't rely on your memory, and sometimes the case is a little bit different than it was. You know, what's it called, than the last one that you thought or whatever, and you didn't realize. And sometimes it happens. Sometimes the last minute, I think, you know. But this is not the same exact thing. There's some little point over here that makes it completely different. And if you don't think about it, you don't look it up. So, okay, so you don't look like you know everything on the spot. You have to look it up. So, there's the smart to look it up. It's good to do that. So, a Rav who doesn't have a safer to look, or I ask somebody else, I call somebody else and then ask them, you know, what do you think? That's not cheating. That's how you answer questions. But here's a Rav who didn't have a safer to look into, didn't have anybody else to speak to, with a question of this magnitude, and with a person who's not letting up, right, and who really wants an answer. And you know that if you don't give him the answer, what he's going to have to conclude, it's mind-boggling that a person could take such a chrais, and that a person could ask such a question, and be willing to listen to either an answer, or even know what to do when there was no answer. That's, I think, what we have to be the sorrow from.